Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Opinions expressed by guests of the following program do not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of the producers, sponsors, and host of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, nor the staff and management of WEVD.
Less than 48 hours ago, we got the word of another tragic death in professional wrestling from an official down in Dallas, Texas.
Okay, Kerry Adkisson, 33, was found dead about 2:50 p.m. by his father. And this was Thursday, February 18th. Kerry was the third son to die, apparently, of suicide since 1987. And his death leaves one brother out of six alive since a string of tragedies began in 1959. Okay, the father found the son's body in a blackberry vine thicket on the family's 140-acre ranch in the Shady Shores community of Denton County. He had a single gunshot wound to the chest from a .44 caliber Magnum handgun. Okay, he was scheduled to compete tonight against the wrestler billed as the Angel of Death at the Dallas Sportatorium. Okay. And Dallas Criminal District Judge Larry Baraka signed a arrest warrant this week after Kerry was indicted on a charge of cocaine.
We'll have all the information for you regarding the tragic death of Kerry Von Erich today on the program.
And now, Eastside Wrestling presents John Arizzi's Pro Wrestling Spotlight. Brought to you by Hulbro Paint Industries. 1851 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Your one-stop center for all your home and commercial painting needs. Here's your host, John Arizzi.
Well, how you doing, wrestling fans? I am very, very happy to be back here broadcasting on New York's Greater 1050 WEVD. Our last broadcast on this radio station was September 19th of last year. Since then, we've been broadcasting on WNYG in Babylon, New York, and I can't tell you how excited I am to be back. Unfortunately, we lead off the program today on the Pro Wrestling Spotlight with the tragic news about the suicide of Kerry Von Erich. A lot of you WWF fans know him as the Texas Tornado. Was the former NWA World Champion. And we will be talking in detail about that suicide tonight. We have a number of special guests lined up for you on our return broadcast right here on WEVD. We're very excited to be back. And just before we get into the swing of things, I just want to mention to everyone that our call-in number, will be taking your calls and comments right here at the program. That number to call, write it down, 212-477-5610. That's 212-477-5610. We'll be joined later on the program by Dave Meltzer. We're also expecting Paul E. Dangerously to join us live in the studio at any time before the hour is up. And we will be here for a full hour each and every week. And I want to tell you something. We've been dormant. We've been laying low. But we're back. And we're going to make a number of very special announcements in the upcoming weeks regarding events that we'll be promoting in the tri-state area. Just keep the dial where it is. And you'll be informed about everything we do, and also we're going to try to inform you to the best of our ability everything that's happening in and out of the ring of professional wrestling. And we want to invite all of you to participate in the program. We also want to invite wrestling promoters to participate. If there's anything any promoters out there want to get out off their chest, we're going to give you the opportunity right here. We're going to cover the news as objectively as possible, and we are just very, very happy to be back right here on the program. And what we do, and as we did it all our time here at WEVD, we have our ace correspondent, our special reporter, Don Liable from upstate New York, who gives us a news capsule each and every week. We're going to continue that tradition here at EVD as we did before we had left the airwaves here. And why don't we bring on Donnie right now. Donnie, are you with us?
Good evening, John.
How are you doing? Donnie, you there? Donnie, do I have to punch him up?
John.
Yes, Donnie, you there? Having a problem hearing him. Why don't we do this? I don't know. Well, I tell you what we'll do. We will be waiting for Donnie. This is a little bit of a technical difficulty. It's our first week back here, so we just have to get back into the swing of things here. I don't know. Why don't we do this? Why don't we go to our first commercial break, and we will be talking to Don. I want to tell you about our sponsor now. Everybody out there, just this company who I'm about to mention, they are responsible for bringing us back to this radio station. One of our sponsors, our only sponsor tonight, and the folks over at Holbro Paint in Brooklyn are responsible for bringing us back right here on WEVD. And we want to tell you about them right now before we even go to Donnie Liable. Here's the decorating opportunity you've been waiting for from now through March the 6th. Holbro Paint, 1851 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, is holding a sensational winter paint sale featuring Regal Wall Satin, Benjamin Moore's luxurious flat finish for walls and ceilings. And we got a special deal for you right now. Stop in at Holbro Paint and purchase just 4 gallons of Regal Wall Satin. Mention you heard it right here on the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, and you'll receive a limited edition autographed Weekend of Champions poster. Now, this beautiful collector's item is personally signed by 10 wrestling superstars. It's valued at $75. It's yours absolutely free with your purchase. Now, this sponsor is responsible for keeping us here at EVD, so go down there and buy some paint. Holbro Paints. They have an excellent staff. They'll assist you in all your painting needs. Stop down and visit them. 1851 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Give them a call, 718-338-7800. They've been in business for 50 years. They're friendly salespeople. Happy to help you. Remember to mention the Pro Wrestling Spotlight when buying 4 gallons of the Regal Wall Satin Paint, and you will receive absolutely free the Weekend of Champions poster. And we will be telling you more about Holbro Paint later on in the program. And I tell you what, we'll be back with more of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. We'll try to get Donnie Liable back on the air with us right after this timeout.
Wrestling fans, don't go away. The Pro Wrestling Spotlight with John Arizzi will return right after this short timeout.
Wrestling fans, the Wrestling Today magazine hotline gives you the inside information you need to know. Wrestling journalist John Arizzi updates the line each day with no-holds-barred coverage on what's making news in and out of the ring. By calling 900-933-7526, you'll be an informed pro wrestling fan. That's 900-933-7526. The cost is just $1.49 a minute. Children under 18 must have their parents' permission before calling. Whether you have a touchtone or rotary phone, you can reach John Arizzi on the Wrestling Today magazine hotline. Now for just $1.49 a minute, call 900-933-7526. 900-933-7526 today.
Okay, we are back right here in the studios, and why don't we try to do this? We're going to try to bring Donnie on for the news capsule. Can we punch Donnie up? Donnie, are you there?
Hello, John.
Okay, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, Don? Hello? Why don't I try this? I'm going to press this button down here Tom. Hello, Donnie, are you there?
Yes, okay. Hey, third time's a charm.
Yes,
here we are.
So we're starting off here with a few technical difficulties. We haven't been on the air here since September, so we all got to get accustomed to the way things were run here at
this
radio station.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of things to talk about, so when I give the rundown on the capsule, you could check out all the technicalities behind the scenes and all those kinds of things.
Well, we're certainly leading off the program tonight with the sad story of Kerry Von Erich, and that certainly was a very, very sad thing. Why don't you get on to the news capsule, and we'll take it away.
Sure was, John, and good evening, everybody. Kerry Atkinson, known worldwide as Kerry Von Erich, the Texas tornado, died this past Thursday, February the 18th, in Denton County, Texas, as a result of a single self-inflicted gunshot wound to his chest. Now, on Thursday at approximately 1:30, Kerry arrived at his father's farmhouse and stated he wanted to drive around the property. When Kerry hadn't returned, his father, after searching for him, found his son about a quarter of a mile from the home. Jack Atkinson, known as Fritz Von Erich to millions of wrestling fans, could only comment at the time, quote, "I can't say anything. I don't know what to say," end of quote. There was no suicide note found. Last year, Kerry was convicted of forging drug prescriptions in the Dallas area and had been on probation since. Last month, Kerry was arrested for narcotic possession, which later tested to be cocaine. Now, on Thursday, Kerry was indicted by a grand jury, and an arrest warrant was issued for him. According to Kerry's probation officer, Gary Hunter, when he last saw him on January 27th, Kerry seemed suicidal and that his drug problem had overtaken him. Hunter claims Kerry rejected his advice to seek counseling. When learning of Kerry's death, Judge Bracca, who had been presiding over his court appearances, was said to have been taken back. Quoting Judge Bracca, "My heart sank for him. He may or may not have had to go to jail," end of quote. At the time of Kerry's passing, his brother Kevin was wrestling in the Virgin Islands. Kevin is the only remaining child of Jack and Doris Atkinson, as five boys have died. Kerry was supposed to wrestle last night in a Dallas Sportatorium against the Angel of Death. Kerry celebrated his 33rd birthday on February the 3rd. Well, according to Associated Press reports, TV talk show host Geraldo Rivera, former pro wrestler David Schultz, and though others that were involved in Rivera's then television program, Now It Can Be Told, which aired last April 3rd, are being sued by the World Wrestling Federation's Vince and Linda McMahon. Geraldo's comments to the suit, quote, "It's a mark of honor to be sued by the WWF. I will body slam them in court," end of quote. The suit filed in Superior Court in Stamford, Connecticut, charges false, malicious, and extortionate allegations of rape were made against Vince McMahon. The Associated Press also reported that this past Thursday, the New York Post and columnist Phil Mushnick had a lawsuit filed against them in federal court in Bridgeport, Connecticut, by Vince McMahon. The suit claims McMahon was the victim of a smear campaign, which has tried to destroy Vince's business and life. Allegedly, McMahon claims the Post columnist made a series of false and malicious attacks against him and the WWF beginning in July of 1991. The allegations against Mushnick include falsely portraying Vince as a child abuser, child molester, a homosexual, and worse than a fictional character, Hannibal Lecter, who ate his victims. It was reported McMahon's attorney, Jerry McDivitt, expects his client will be seeking millions in damages. Finally, from the courtroom blotter, Jim Hellwig, professionally known as the Ultimate Warrior, who is a past holder of the WWF heavyweight title, has filed a $7 million lawsuit against Vince McMahon, according to published reports. The suit is alleging breach of contract and non-payment of royalties, among other things. Since exiting the Federation in late 1992, the man formerly known as the Ultimate Warrior has had only two matches. Turning to news in between the ring ropes, look for the WWF to air a one-hour special on the Fox television network March 7th from Fayetteville, North Carolina. And sensational Sherry is back managing Macho Man Randy Savage, and WWF ring announcer Howard Finkel made his pro debut as a wrestler, that is, as he went to a no contest with manager Harvey Whippleman in Memphis, Tennessee on February the 8th. In World Championship Wrestling happenings, Davey Boy Smith is set to wrestle Wild Bill Irwin on tomorrow night's Super Brawl pay-per-view, and Cat on Nature Boy Ric Flair is sitting ringside for the NWA title match between the Great Muta and Barry Windham. Ron Simmons' shoulder injury will keep him out of the lineup tomorrow night. And WCW's next major pay-per-view, scheduled for May 23rd, will have an added attraction than in past shows. It's called Slamboree. Now, a Legends of Wrestling tag team tournament is planned, along with a weekend fans convention in Atlanta, plus and expected announcement to institute a National Wrestling Alliance Hall of Fame. Around the territories, Tim Horner is the new Smoky Mountain Wrestling TV titleist, as he took the belt from the Night Stalker in Jellico, Tennessee, and last Saturday in Barbourville, Kentucky, for the first time in more than 2 years, Stan Lane and Bobby Eaton teamed up, and they came out on top of the Rock and Roll Express. This Wednesday, funeral services are scheduled for Andre the Giant in Ellaby, North Carolina at 1 p.m. His ashes will be scattered at that time around his countryside estate. Killer Kowalski is returning to the ring, you got that right. After several successful matches in the past 6 months, his next opponent will be the Honky Tonk Man 2 weeks from tonight, March the 6th, in Grafton, Massachusetts. Finally, from the scrapbooks, this week in wrestling, 17 years ago, it was in 1976 in Miami, Florida, the duo of Dusty Rhodes and Thunderbolt Patterson downed King Curtis in the Missouri Mauler, and in Memphis, Tennessee, Tommy Rich stripped the Southern Heavyweight title from Jerry the King Lawler. For the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, I'm Don Liable reporting. Capsule time, 11:17.
Okay, Donnie, great to have you back here at the first show at EVD, and we hope it's a long run this time.
Hey, all right, and all the way up to talking about the convention coming up this summer and a lot of happenings, and people want to find out what's going on in wrestling. Keep it to this dial.
Okay, listen, Donnie, thank you for the report. We'll talk to you next week.
Good show, John.
Okay, thanks. All righty, Don Liable, and we're here with Paulie Dangerously, and Paulie, I want to welcome you to the program, welcome you to the studios of WEVD.
Well, thank you very much. Congratulations for being back on the air.
Well, it's certainly a sad situation that our first broadcast back, Kerry Von Erich, of course, the unfortunate suicide that took place a couple of days ago. We're going to get into that in a little bit, and I don't know how comfortable you feel.
Yeah, this is what we discussed before. I originally, yesterday, called up John, and we kind of decided it would be appropriate for me to bail out of this show tonight, and the reason is because when you have such a tragedy as this, it would not be in the best of taste to come on the air tonight and start discussing, well, I was fired, and this is wrong, and we have pending litigation, especially coming up this week with papers being served, and, you know, in the interest of good taste, and because, you know, this is John's first show. We both agreed. I wanted to come down here tonight to show everybody John did not negate on a promise. John promised the fans that I'd be on. I'm here. I did not decide just not to show up. I showed up, and John lived up to his promise. But in the light of what happened with Kerry Von Erich, it's really not in the best of taste to come on the air tonight and tell you my problems considering this incredible tragedy that's happened in Texas. So just wanted to let everybody know that I am here. John did live up to his promise, but in the light of the circumstances, we're going to do this another time when it's more appropriate. So, John, go on with your show. The best of luck to you, and I'm sorry that your first show has to fall under these circumstances.
Well, Paulie, you're certainly a gentleman for even coming down here and living up to the promise that we'd made to the fans. You made the promise to me. I made the promise to the fans, and I know you're going to be out of town next week, I believe. But maybe we could bring you back here when you get back up to New York, and we can talk about the situation that's developed between you and your former employees, World Championship Wrestling and the Turner Organization, because I'm sure you have a lot to say about it.
Consider it done.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Okay, what we're going to do right now, we're going to go to Dave Meltzer, Dave from Campbell, California. Dave is the editor and publisher of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. Dave, are you with us?
How you doing, John?
How are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine, I guess, all things considered.
Yes, it's been a real hectic week, and for those of you who may be listening to this program for the first time, Dave publishes an inside wrestling newsletter called The Wrestling Observer. Many feel, I call it the New York Times of professional wrestling. Dave has been on top of every major breaking wrestling news story for over a decade. Dave, this week, I'm sure a more hectic week than usual in pro wrestling. The Kerry Von Erich situation, first off, the fifth son to die, the fourth son who was a wrestler to die. And I was speaking to you on the phone yesterday, and I know a lot of the press reports have been written. We've gotten a number of faxes from newspaper articles in Dallas. And you made a point yesterday, I guess, which you want to bring up regarding Kerry's, the unfortunate suicide of Kerry, is that you felt that the mainstream media maybe wasn't even covering the story properly.
Well, I don't know. I think that there's a big story here, and I don't know. I think that maybe something should be dug into more in that I almost feel like it's in poor taste to talk about it this soon, but
yeah.
At the same time, there's a series of unfortunate incidents, and then there's coincidence and there's not coincidence, and I don't know. There's a lot to the story, in my opinion. It's a very complicated thing. I don't think it's a simple thing.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a difference between fantasy and reality. And sometimes the line, I don't know how to say this, but sometimes when you can't draw the line between the two, and then all of a sudden the reality hits you and you're forced to deal with it, it becomes very difficult. And I think that's kind of what happened with Carrie. I think that he lived in an environment where, he was a superstar wrestler for many, many years, and then I don't know that I would categorize him as a superstar wrestler maybe for the last two or three years. After maybe the first few months in the WWF, certainly his star started to fall, and then he had his, many, many personal problems, going back years and years and years. And then, he had the legal problem, which, I guess was the main thing which led to his suicide. But, as you talk to more and more people, as I've talked to more and more people in the last couple of days, a lot of this, there was a lot of people who, I guess, in hindsight, saw it coming, but I guess, didn't see it coming, in foresight, so to speak.
Well, one thing I can't understand is Kerry had been, I guess he'd been in drug rehabilitation last year for a time?
I think it was last year. It was, I'm not exactly sure when. I know that there was a period where he took some time off from the WWF. I think what actually happened was Fritz, his father, asked the WWF for him to get some time off because I guess he had a problem with the addiction to painkillers. And I don't know that he actually went to rehab then, because I think that it was like that first week back in Texas, if I remember my dates correctly, that he was arrested. But later he did go to rehab, and I guess for a while there he was doing pretty well, but obviously, it didn't last.
I was reading some, many published reports over the last 48 hours, and there was a one published report in one of the Dallas newspapers. I guess it was his probation officer who he had met with, I guess the last meeting, perhaps January 27th.
Okay, he met with his probation officer maybe the day before he died, but it was the second to the last meeting with him where he had was talking about that. And I was talking just a little while ago with John Clark, who does the Wrestling Flyer newsletter.
Right.
And I guess that he did an interview with Kerry, and Kerry had, I guess there were, he'd talked of suicide, and this interview was probably, I don't know, maybe 4 months ago or so. It was right after he, he's out of the WWF when they got rid of him.
Well, somebody who was crying out for help and certainly showing the hints of a possible suicide in the background, the family situation, the other suicides, and the tragic deaths that happened in the Von Erich family, Kerry Von Erich, for all intents and purposes, should have been in rehabilitation. In my opinion, he should have been certainly watched over. I saw Kerry at the Wrestling Fans Convention in Philadelphia less than a month ago, and to be quite honest with everybody out there, literally almost incoherent talking to the guy, sad. It was like a time bomb.
The only time I've heard that of late.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of things about, there's a lot of good things about the wrestling lifestyle, and there's a lot of negatives, and unfortunately, I think that a lot of, he had both the ups and the downs of
yes.
it, but, there is something to be said, and it's a sad situation of someone who gets so much early in life, so much fame, a good amount of money. I mean, I know he made a lot of money when he was very young, more than most people anyway, certainly more fame than almost anyone's ever going to get, at a young age, and then all of a sudden, that world collapses. The family collapses. Their wrestling business, because they were owners of the wrestling company in Dallas, and their business collapsed. And all of a sudden, he was broke, which was largely the reason he went to the WWF, was because he just didn't have any money. Went to the WWF, and he had his chance there. They gave him his chance. He won the title there, immediately and everything, but he didn't pan out there, soon enough he was, a preliminary wrestler there, and eventually left, and went back to Texas, but the bloom was off the rose, and the Texas wrestling scene was dead, And, you know, from what I gathered from reading the, I think it was the Dallas Times Herald article, one of the many that they printed was that, you know, I mean, he was pretty much broke when he died. His lawyer was working for free because, you know, Kerry just had no money to pay him on this, you know, for this latest, you know, problem.
One thing about Kerry, now, he was one guy where you look at him and you see him and you just always think to yourself, at least I did personally, is what could have been with this guy? You know, he had that star quality.
He had superstar quality. He had more of it than, you know, by all rights, right now in the business, you know, if you were to have asked me 10 years ago today, okay, without any doubt, 10 years ago today, 10 years from now, who will be the biggest star in the wrestling business? I would have said Kerry Von Erich in a heartbeat. I mean, Hogan was a big deal. You know, you would have thought that, you know, by now Hogan would be in his declining years. You know, Hogan was like a big star in 83 and, you know, got to be a bigger star, much bigger star after that. And Flair, of course, was a superstar then, but, you know, Flair would have been, you know, well past 40 by today. And Kerry, you know, was 23 years old, and he was already a superstar. You know, Hogan, Kerry, and Flair were the three guys that, you know, they were on all the magazine covers, 83, 84, 85. You know, those were the ones who sold the magazines. And, you know, Kerry wasn't on TBS, and Kerry wasn't on, you know, Titans Television Network, although World Class had a good syndication thing. You know, they were on 66 stations, but... You know, in comparison with, like, the networks of today, that was nothing. But he, you know, he was known everywhere. I mean, everyone knew Kerry Von Erich. Every wrestling fan knew him. And, you know, he was a superstar in this business.
Yes, he was. It's just, you know, another thing. It's when I heard the news, when I first heard the news, it wasn't as though I was shocked to hear it. You know, and that's one thing. It was like, wow. But it wasn't as though you were shocked to hear it. I don't know if you felt the same way or as... like I said earlier, almost like a time bomb, waiting to explode.
You know, it's a weird situation. You know, I lived in Dallas, not in Dallas, but I lived in North Texas when David died,
and I mean that was a huge deal. Yeah,
incredible shock to the community, to everything. You know, when Mike, that wasn't as much of a shock. You know, he was a time bomb. Mike's story to me was the saddest of all. Chris. You know, I don't know. You just get numb. You know, I mean, I tell you something. I was on an airplane home from a road trip yesterday, and I was thinking about this a lot. And it's a real sad thing because there have been a lot of too many tragedies in this business over the last couple of years. You know, when I think of you know Brody and some of the other ones too, it's just too many considering the number of people in the business, and it's really numbed me in many ways, and I think that's pretty sad.
Yeah.
You know, where you know, there's people you know that, you know, literally murdered, killed themselves, overdose. I mean, it's not like, I don't want to indict the profession or anything like that. It's just that there have been a lot of them, and it's just very sad. And it's, with each one, it's almost like, you know, I mean, here's a guy who, you know, I've been watching, you know, wrestling for, you know, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 years. And, you know, he had everything going for him. He was going to be this great superstar, you know, the guy who was going to be the, you know, one of the, you know, biggest stars in the whole business, you know, potential legend in the business, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to see it happen yet, I mean, I don't know, I guess it really wasn't that much of a shock. I mean, you just saw the way he was self-destructing. I mean, I don't want to make this sound like harsh, but at the same time, if, you know, his probation had been revoked, which it looked like it was going to be, and he had been put in prison, how long do you really think he would have lasted there? You know, where before the depression, you know,
that's
in there,
right.
It would have been
that's
more
right.
dangerous than anywhere else.
That's right.
Because then, I mean, the fantasy was over. In prison, you know, he wasn't, you know, he'd have been a celebrity there, but, you know, you have someone who's used to freedom and this and this and this and what he's had his whole life. I don't know that he could have lasted in prison without, you know, just, you know, killing himself. It's just a sad story.
Yes, it is. I wanted to bring you on for your insights, Dave. Of course, we have so much more to discuss in future programs with you, and you've always been a semi-regular on this program when we broadcast out of EVD, and we want to continue that tradition with you as well. Of course, there's been other big news in the business in and out of the ring. You got Ric Flair scheduled to come back tomorrow in World Championship Wrestling. I understand he'll be at ringside for the match between Wyndham and Muda. And that's a big story for the wrestling fans out there. And also that big lawsuit, several lawsuits over the last week and a half.
Lawsuits.
Big lawsuits. And next week's program, Maybe we could take some more time and discuss some of those things in more detail. So I would invite you back if you don't have any plans for next Saturday night, and we can talk about a number of these things in greater detail, all these lawsuits that have been taking place. And, of course, Super Brawl tomorrow, we could review that as well.
Yeah.
I'd like everyone out there to maybe, if you have a pen and pencil handy, Dave, I'd like you to give them information on how to get a copy of the number one wrestling newsletter in the business today, The Wrestling Observer.
Well, thanks for the nice words. Yeah, The Observer, the address is Post Office Box 1228, that's 1228, Campbell, California, spelled like the soup, 95009. And I guess in honor of your first show and hopefully a successful long run, if you send a self-addressed stamped envelope, I'll send an issue your way.
Okay. Why don't you mention the address one more time?
Post Office Box, it's Wrestling Observer Newsletter, Post Office Box 1228. Campbell, California, 95009.
Okay, Dave, listen, thank you very much for spending some time with us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks a bunch, John.
Okay.
And good luck.
All righty, thank you, Dave. Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, and what we're going to do now is take a quick break before we go to our next guest. We will return with more of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight right after this timeout.
Wrestling fans, don't go away. The Pro Wrestling Spotlight with John Arizzi will return right after this short timeout. Wrestling fans, the Wrestling Today magazine hotline gives you the inside information you need to know. Wrestling journalist John Arizzi updates the line each day with no-holds-barred coverage on what is making news in and out of the ring. By calling 900-933-7526, you will be an informed pro wrestling fan. That's 900-933-7526. The cost is just $1.49 a minute. Kids under 18 must have their parents' permission before calling. Whether you have a touch-tone or rotary phone, you can reach John Arizzi on the Wrestling Today magazine hotline. Now for just $1.49 per minute. Call 900-933-7526. 900-933-7526 today. Want to talk wrestling? Call 212-477-5610 and be part of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. Now back to John Arizzi.
Okay, we are back with the program and a special surprise for everybody out there. Of course, Super Brawl tomorrow from WCW from Asheville, North Carolina. And we're going to bring on with us right now someone who's participating in one of the feature events tomorrow. I'm talking about our good friend Cactus Jack. And Cactus, you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Am I talking too loud?
No, you're not talking too loud.
All right, I can barely hear you, but we'll make do.
Okay, first of all, I want to send a couple of special birthday greetings out. First, you know, your son Dewey is 1 year old today.
Yeah, it's a special day for us.
Yes, it is, and I have a special birthday greeting before we speak to you. My little niece Gabrielle out there, they're listening out in Shirley, Long Island, 3 years old today, and I just want to wish that sweetie pie a very happy birthday.
But John, I can barely hear you.
Okay, you can barely hear me? I'll try to talk a little louder. I don't know what the deal is. But Cactus, tomorrow, Super Brawl 3, you're up against Paul Orndorff. You have suffered a number of serious injuries over the past 6 months or so. What's Cactus Jack condition-wise, shape-wise for tomorrow's match? Are you ready for it?
Yeah, you know what? Physically, I'm not in the best shape I've ever been, injury-wise. But there comes a time and point when you got to put all that aside. And that time and point for me is the Falls Count Anywhere matches. It's what I stake my reputation on. Like I've said before, everyone's got to go down in history for something. Maybe destiny's not going to put a championship belt around my waist. Maybe it's not going to make me a millionaire. But Ivan Koloff took the Russian chain match with him. Dusty Rhodes took the bull rope match with him. And Cactus Jack is going to take, along with various body parts, the Falls Count Anywhere. I'm the master of it. I've got a reputation. There's a lot of pressure. Some people say that a Cactus Jack at 70 or 75% maybe isn't good enough to beat Paul Orndorff. Well, that might be true in arenas around the country because Mr. Wonderful is a great wrestler. but we're talking false count anywhere now, and there's more than just a champ, a purse on the line. It's pride. I'm guaranteeing you this. I'm going to put all my injuries aside, block them out mentally. Maybe I'll have to rest for 3-4 days after the match, but I'm going to set a new standard for violence in false count anywhere.
Well, you've certainly have had some of your best matches in the situation. Tomorrow is a big pay-per-view show. You're going to be there against Mr. Wonderful, and I would have to predict that it will probably be the most exciting match on the card. There's a lot of great matches tomorrow in that big pay-per-view event, and I wanted to bring you on for a bit tonight to go over your feelings for tomorrow, and a lot of other things happening there tomorrow. But, Cactus, one question I wanted to ask you. You've been getting a lot of the cheers of the fans recently. The fans, the casual fans, have been cheering you more and more. Of course, the hardcore wrestling fans who appreciate wrestling have been cheering you for many years. How does that make you feel now that you're the fan favorite of the whole crowd?
Well, you know what? I never felt as if I was a bad guy. I thought maybe I was a guy who was doing bad things, but there were always reasons for it. I mean, let's face it, Cactus Jack is not going to go out and land a spot in the state senate. You understand? This is the way I made my living. And I wasn't involved in a lot of championship matches. I wasn't always on top of the cards, but I was always there somewhere, and I had to create some type of mayhem to keep my job and to keep happy, because very simply, the violence made me happy. Now I'm in a position where I haven't had to compromise any of my principles. My matches are just as gory as they ever were, but I'm doing bad things to bad people, and some people seem to like it. I think out there, and you know from my co-hosting days on your job, on your show, rather, the people, they kind of liked me. They just needed a reason to really like me. And I gave them the reason. I guess in today's world, knocking out 7 people with a shovel makes me something of a hero. Well, I'll take it, you know, as long as they don't expect me to go out there and apologize for all my past sins, because everything I've done in that ring, I've been pretty proud of.
Well, we're certainly proud of you as well up here in New York, and the fans that have been following you for your career from up here and all over the states. Just wish you the best of luck tomorrow. I appreciate you coming on the air with us tonight. And in a few weeks, we'd like to bring you on for the whole hour and take some calls from some of the people.
Sure. John, I want to point out one thing that everyone should know. You mentioned that the Wrestling Observer was, in your opinion, the number one newsletter anywhere. But I think you should point out, being the journalist that you are, that is by default, since Andrew Goldberg is no longer in the newsletter business.
Yeah, he's kind of disappeared, went back into the woodwork. Well, I appreciate you bringing that out, Cactus.
Yeah, well, it's my duty. You got fans out there, and they count on Uncle Cactus to bring in the real scoop.
Yes, they do. And listen, happy birthday to Dewey, and we'll talk to you real soon.
All right, John.
Thanks for coming on with us. Okay. The number to call here at WEVD's Pro Wrestling Spotlight in New York City. Number to call, 212-477-5610. And we're going to be joined once again here in the studio. What is your limo circling the block here? You've come back in?
What a bill. What a bill I must have. Are you guys paying for this?
Not me, personally.
Uh-huh.
Our sponsor, Holbro Paints, which we'll be talking about in a few minutes.
Wow.
And I certainly want you to stop in there this week and pick up 4 gallons of paint.
Aren't those the guys that sponsored Joe Franklin?
Are they?
What's
maybe Holbro Paints in the Flatbush.
I want to thank my good friends, Holbro Paints, the best paints, a good paint company.
Yes, they are. And we'll be giving them another plug before the end of the show. We're going to take some calls, Paul.
Is Albano like the Ed McMahon of the Joe Franklin show?
It seems to be, doesn't
Every
it?
Time I turn on this show, it's about, let's see, once a year, he's on it. He's always in the middle of the couch and he's laughing like Ed McMahon would laugh at Johnny Carson.
Well, you've been making the mainstream rounds of all these auditions.
Yeah, and it's gotten me a lot of work, hasn't it, John? <It's>, yeah.
Bide your time, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I auditioned for this station.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All you got to do is write them a check.
Yeah, that's what they told me. I said, wait, I pay you? Yeah, it doesn't work that way. They told me, yes, it does.
Well, why don't we take some calls? How's that sound? Paulie Dangerous.
I'll take anything I can get right now. I'm out of work.
Graciously joined us.
I'll take a slice of pizza if you got it. And looking at you, you probably
hey,
got
listen,
it.
Hey, listen, I've lost. I'm not even going to tell the people out there.
How much have
I don't
you
want
lost?
Any fat jokes.
How much have you dropped?
I've lost 44 pounds.
Yeah, from your belly to your butt. Yeah.
There you go. I knew he'd start in.
Bada bing!
Let's go to our first caller for tonight. The number to call here, 212-477-5610. We're going to go. Should I punch? Oh, I'll do it.
You do it.
Okay.
That's what you're paying for.
Mike from
it.
College Point.
That's
can
why
you hear us?
Big bucks.
Hello? Mike from College Point?
Yeah, John. How's it going?
How are you?
Pretty good. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. And you're one of our loyal supporters and listeners here. And we're happy to be back, believe me.
Absolutely. Nice to hear from Uncle Cactus, especially with the Andrew Goldberger joke.
Yes.
How are you doing, Mr. Dangerously, sir?
I'm out of work. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I'm in college.
Good for you. It's a smart thing to do. Always have something to fall back on. Take it from me.
Good to hear. So how do you feel about Jim Cornette being the premier manager in wrestling once again?
I don't know. How do you feel about it?
I think it's great. I think he's the best.
Good. Good for you. I'm glad that you have that opinion. So then you'll watch WCW and you'll be happy with yourself.
Well, he's not in WCW. He's in Smoky Mountain.
And watch Smoky Mountain. What do I care?
I don't know. What do you care, sir?
What do I care? What do I care about, or what do I care?
What do you care about, sir?
What do I care about, sir? Well, I care about my life. I care about my livelihood. I care about New York City. I care about my friends, and I care about my family. What do you care about?
Money.
Money?
That's it.
There you go. Typical New Yorker.
Mike, thanks for the call.
Keep it in the ring.
Let's keep
going.
Oh,
good. We're here with Rich Mancuso, ladies and gentlemen. He couldn't be on another station, so he comes on ours.
Okay.
I can't afford to be on this station right now.
5610 is the number to call.
I'm out of work.
Let's go to New Jersey. Joey from Lafayette, New Jersey. Joey, you're next.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I don't know if you get Pro Wrestling Illustrated Weekly.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Did you get the headline for March 1st?
No, I did not. I don't even think I want to hear it, to tell you the truth. I felt there was a punchline coming in that maybe might have been a little tasteless for
him. So you kind of punched him off the
air. I punched him right off. 477-5610.
You're the Mike Tyson of punching people off
the
air.
Well, thank you very much. Well, coming from a man of your stature.
Let's say my stature. I'm unemployed. What stature do I have? The number one unemployed manager in the wrestling business today.
Hey, you know what? You never know what's going to happen in the future.
I certainly don't.
Are New York.
If
you know?
I did, I wouldn't have signed that contract.
You are New York, you should be affiliated with some sort of endeavor here in New York, promoting not only Paulie Dangerously, but professional wrestling as well.
Well, thank you. I seem to think so. Well, other people don't, but I seem to think so. Well, let's call you Riddick Bowe, because, you know, if you were the Tyson of Punch, you'd be in jail, you know.
That's true. Don't want to go to jail. Don't want to get sued or anything. You
at least
know?
They get three square meals.
Just
want to
stay on the air and do my thing. Yeah. In other words, let's go to Brooklyn. Greg,
that can
from
make you go blind doing your own thing.
Greg from
you
Brooklyn, okay? This is a lot of power surges in and
that
out
burrito
of
keeps on repeating on you, doesn't it?
Hello?
Oh man, it does.
Greg,
how you doing, John?
Okay.
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you.
How's things going, Paul?
Terrible. I'm unemployed.
Yeah, I know.
You said that 10 times already.
Yeah, I know. Sorry to ask. Anyways, I just wanted to say a few things. We all miss you out here, Paul. I've been a big fan of yours. I'm originally from down in the Mid-South area, Memphis, Louisville, that area. So I've been a fan of yours since your days in Memphis.
Well, thank you.
Were you there the night he shaved Lawler's head?
I saw it. The only time he's ever got his head shaved.
That's right.
That's right. Anyways, I hope to see you back in wrestling soon.
I hope to see me back in wrestling soon, too. Thank you.
And I got a question for you, John.
Sure.
Actually, it concerns Jerry Lawler, and I just wanted to find out, is he going to be doing any wrestling in this area? I've seen him on the WWF, and I know he still wrestles in the Mid-South. I just wanted to find out if he's going to be wrestling in this area, or if he's pretty much just going to be contained to doing commentary.
Now, we've heard from individuals that he will be wrestling sporadically up here in this area.
Okay. One other question I have about WCW, what do you think is going to happen with them now that they're bringing back some of the old people that they let go a long time ago and the people that left? Rumor has it Sid Vicious might be coming back. Well, like you said earlier, Ric Flair's coming back.
So, I wish WCW the best of luck, you know. But unfortunately, it just seems to be always a state of disarray behind the scenes. And they can never really stay focused with their wrestling product because there's so many changes all the time.
What do you think is going to happen with them now that Bill Watts is gone? And Paul, what do you think is going to happen with you now that Bill Watts is gone?
That's something you'd have to ask them. I don't want to get into this week because of the Kerry Von Erich situation.
Right.
I'll make it real brief. Here's the deal. Bill Watts is gone. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. There are still people above Bill Watts who so far have not done anything, as far as I can see, to rectify the situations that Bill Watts created. Bill Watts committed, in my opinion, a lot of atrocities on a lot of people, not just me. They want to correct these situations up to Bill Shaw and Bob Doo and the people above them, all the way up to Ted Turner, to correct these situations. If they want to correct them, I and other people would be more than happy to listen. If they don't, that shows you what kind of businessmen and practices they employ.
What do you think is going to end up happening with them? Do you think they're going to do anything else to change it?
I don't know. Get them on the air and ask them. I mean, I'm willing to come on the air. I'll talk to them on the air. I don't care. I got nothing to hide. I got nothing to run from. They want to talk to me, I'll talk to them. Right now, I guess they think that it's the best to be left in the hands of the attorneys.
Okay, listen, great. We got to run.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for your call. Okay, number to call, 212-477-5610, and I'm glad we got the phones lighting up like crazy in here. It's just a welcome. Very happy to be back. We'll go to one more call, then we're going to take another quick break. Pat from New Jersey, you're next.
Am I on, John?
Yes.
Okay, I just got a few questions.
Okay, shoot.
With Beefcake, those damages, the injuries, are those serious?
Of course they are.
They're not fake, they show the x-rays.
that guy should have not even be in the ring. In my opinion, he shouldn't even be in the ring.
I thought that was a little bit of a McMahon showmanship there. I didn't think that was for real.
Look at it this way. WrestleMania's coming up. The buy rate for the Royal Rumble was real low. They needed something to get the interest back again. And the way to do it, get Beefcake into the situation, bring Hogan back, and you'll see an increased buy rate, and you'll see more money.
Well, Hogan's sort of the magic wand for them.
I think so.
One other question. Is there any kind of magazine or a book about the history of the WWF with all the matches in it? For the episodes like the WrestleManias and the Rumbles?
There really should be a history book as far as the matches. There's a book. A matter of fact, a guy by the name of Royal Duncan out in the Midwest has written a book. It is the history of wrestling titles, and we're going to bring Royal on. It has every title change dating back in every federation you could think of, and it's about a 400-page book. It just came out, and we're going to bring this guy on in a couple weeks.
Oh, that'll be good, because I compile a game that we call Wrestling Jeopardy that my daughters and nephews play.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard to come up with new questions every three months for the next event.
Yes.
And my final question, who is the Slammer?
He is just a member of the sports department of the Daily News. And I won't mention his real name, because he likes to keep it anonymous.
But
Rich Mancuso.
Well, he wants to keep it anonymous. I didn't hear it.
Well, it's not Rich Mancuso.
Was he ever a wrestler?
No, he was not.
No?
A wrestler?
No.
All right.
He's barely a writer.
And is there a chance of seeing WCW go against the WWF?
No.
Nah, huh?
No.
All right, I'll let you guys go and just tell Paulie I believe McDonald's is looking for people to run a French fry machine.
Oh.
That's good. So maybe your mom can apply for a job, right?
There we go. All righty. We're going to take a quick break. I want to tell you about Hogan.
No, maybe McDonald's is looking for a french fry.
Paul.
Jerk.
Paul, this company right here that I'm about to talk about?
Yeah.
They are responsible for putting us back on the air.
Yeah?
So
talk
gonna
about
be,
them.
We're going to be very nice
what,
to
what's
them.
The name of the company?
Holbro Paint.
Ah, great company. They paint my car.
Of Brooklyn.
Ah, it's my favorite
Their
paint
house paint. You buy house paint there and ceiling paint. Here's the decorating opportunity you've been waiting for. Now, listen to this deal. Now through March the 6th, Holbro Paints, I should learn to name the sponsor correctly, 1851 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. They're holding a sensational winter paint sale featuring Regal Wall Satin, Benjamin Moore's luxurious flat finish for walls and ceilings.
Let me ask you this. I watch on TV late night those infomercials for GLH by Rom Pope. You know, they fill in your bald spot. Could they paint my bald spot?
They can certainly paint your bald
spot. Well,
then
that's a fine, fine paint company.
You know, right now you stop in there, and if you mention the Pro Wrestling Spotlight and you buy
four... They'll throw me right the hell out of the store, won't they?
No, they certainly will not. Hopefully not. Not yet, anyhow. Purchase just 4 gallons of Regal Wall Satin. Mention you heard it on the Pro Wrestling Spotlight.
And they'll charge you double.
You'll receive a limited edition, autographed Weekend of Champions poster, the beautiful collector's item personally signed by 10 wrestling superstars, Bruno Sammartino, Larry Zbysko, Jushin Liger, Killer Kowalski, Captain Lou Albano, Eddie Gilbert, Wendy Richter, Jimmy Valiant, Ivan Koloff, and...
Someone else.
Jimmy Valiant, did I say him?
Yeah, Jimmy, he said
Nikolai Volkov.
Ah, Volkov,
there
he said him too.
And it's valued at $75. It's yours free with the purchase. A very limited supply available. They've been in business 50 years. Don't grapple with the decision on where to shop. Visit
oh, that's
Holbro.
A good one. Don't grapple. Get it to wrestling show.
Visit
don't grapple.
Holbro Paint, 1851 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn.
What's the name of the store?
Holbro Paint.
Good store.
1851 Flatbush Avenue, Brooklyn. Call them 718-338-7800 and mention the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. You'll receive that beautiful Weekend of Champions autograph poster absolutely free when you buy 4 gallons of paint. And go in there because this people, these are, they're responsible for bringing us back.
So if they go out of business,
yes,
it's over for you too.
Exactly.
So you better keep
next week, some of our old sponsors will be joining us, like L&S Comics, and they've been with us since 1989. We'll talk about them next week. Well, let's go back to the phones.
I won't be here next week. Why don't we talk about them now?
L&S Comics, one of our favorite people in the world.
I got
been
that
with us
Death
for
of
4
Superman
years.
Comic. That's about all I got. Do you want
to I want to talk to you about one thing first. And 2 weeks from now...
I'm sorry about your sister.
Mention my sister on
okay,
the air.
Okay.
They're listening right now. My whole family's listening
sis.
In 2 weeks, okay, if you can make it, we talked about the situation about Farmingdale Lanes out in Long Island. I want to challenge you one-on-one to a bowling match, okay? We have a bowling league that we bowl every Saturday. We're going to talk about it more next week as they join us also here as a sponsor.
Can I get those bumper guards to prevent the ball
from
going to
the gutter?
Yes, we're
going to put bumpers down so you don't get a gutter ball. But in a couple of weeks, maybe 2 weeks, let's say, 2 weeks, you'll be out of town next week, maybe in 2 weeks, would you accept the challenge to bowl me one-on-one?
I accept the challenge in 2 weeks, or will I bowl you in 2 weeks?
Will you bowl me in 2 weeks? So
I'll accept the challenge in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Give me a little time to prepare.
And then we'll mention a date, and we'll bring you down there.
Yeah, but you know, I'm a dangerous bowler.
Okay.
Because to get your strikes, you got to risk those balls.
That's quite true. We're going to go back to the phones right now, and we're going to go to Pete from Eatontown, New Jersey. Pete, you're next.
Hey, John. Welcome back to WEVD.
Thank you, Pete. Now, this is a guy who listens to me. Pete, you're a Booster Club member.
Absolutely.
You listen to the program in Eatontown, New Jersey, even the Saturday morning WNYG 1,000-watt radio station program. Tell us how you pick that station up.
The way I pick that station up, John, the only way I can do it is in my car. And at various hot spots in the local area that I found for that particular radio signal. And as you had mentioned previous weeks, one time even being encroached upon by the local police, they thought I was casing out some houses on a street.
He was up a hill or something. And
that's right.
Oh, are you calling from a car phone? You got a great reception.
No, well, right now
he's
I'm
home
at...
now. He can pick the station up at home now.
So what's he at, a pay phone?
No.
Oh, he drives
right
home, and then he calls in. Then he drives in the car so he can hear the other callers, right?
No,
well,
I can.
You have no social life, do you?
I guess not. But
you ever have
I have
a date?
A job.
You ever have a date? Yeah, but I can still afford to buy a date. You can't. I made enough money on my job where I can afford to buy a few dates. Can you?
Well,
what
do? I don't have enough hot air to blow up my dates like you do.
Well, maybe if you did, you'd be on the radio full time and you'd be a guest instead of a call in on a Saturday night at midnight. Yeah. You want to talk reality? Let's talk reality. I may be out of work, but I was still invited here. You had to call through, didn't you?
That's right.
Yeah.
Pete, what can we do for you tonight?
Nothing, John. I just wanted to wish
get him
you...
a life.
Just wanted to wish you good luck. And
thank
I wondered
you
if you knew any details on the upcoming March 7th Fox special that WWF is doing.
No, I don't. I know it'll be from Fayetteville, North Carolina, I believe.
Okay.
And Hulk Hogan should be there as well.
Okay. And do you think there's any chance, I mean, McMahon's got a lot of irons in the fire with these suits, but with the disarray in WCW, do you think that he will try to encroach on any of their wrestlers or any of their operations?
I really don't know. I can't comment on that at this point. I really don't know for sure.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Thanks for your call, Pete.
Bye-bye.
All righty, 477-561-1 5 minutes to go here.
Job.
Also, there's several independent shows coming up in the area. Universal Wrestling Superstars, they'll be in Bayonne High School March 19th with Jake Roberts, Demolition, Superfly Snooker, Hercules. We will give you the full lineup for those shows next week, promoted by Universal Wrestling Superstars. They're going to Canarsie on Saturday, March 20th, Bensonhurst at Our Lady of Guadalupe on March 26th, and in Staten Island on March 27th. One other announcement before... I guess we'll take a few more calls and I'll make that announcement anyhow. We'll go to Bobby from the Bronx. Bobby. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, what can we do for you?
This isn't Bobby. This is Eric from Brooklyn.
Okay, Eric.
All right. I have a couple of questions.
Okay, spit them out quickly.
Are you going to have any more conventions coming up?
We got one, which we'll be announcing here shortly. It'll be in the summertime.
Oh, and what are your predictions for Super Brawl?
I predict Barry Windham winning the NWA title tomorrow. I predict, Sting beating Van Vader. I predict Cactus Jack beating Paul Orndorff. I predict Dustin Rhodes will probably win from the opponent they'll put him in there with. Davey Boy Smith will win, most likely. Those are all the predictions for now.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for your call.
Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you very much, and keep listening. Okay, we're going to go to line number one.
Huh?
Is this Andrew from Brooklyn?
Yes, Andrew.
What can we do for you?
Hey, Paul, what happened with you and that idiot, Bill Watts?
We'll discuss it another time, man. I mean, what happened is that he fired me, and he fired me for reasons that are unjust, and he fired me for reasons that are not true and are false, and that's the bottom line of it. I'm going to sue them over it until I clear my name, and that's the bottom line with the whole situation. I was wronged, and I'm going to right the situation.
So you're happy that he's gone now?
Am I happy that he's gone? Depends on what the people above him want to do about it.
Okay. Do you think Ole Anderson will railroad the Federation?
I have no idea what Ole Anderson's going to do. I'll judge him by his track record starting on the day that he took over. I don't judge people by their past.
Okay, thanks for your call. We got another 2 minutes to go here, and just enough time to mention to you. Now, for those of you who had gotten subscriptions, you want us to take another call on line three real fast? Yes, you're next.
Hello, John?
Yeah.
This is Bobby from the Bronx.
Yeah, Bobby, what can we do for you?
Yeah, is the rumors true about Hulk Hogan and Perry Monday Night Raw?
Yes, we'll be there Monday night.
And, Paul, how you doing?
Terrible, I'm unemployed.
Are you clocking anybody in the heads with the phone?
Not right now, not
you
until I get paid for it.
You should have did it to Watts when you were there.
I should have, but I didn't.
All right, take care, John.
Okay, Bobby from the Bronx. So that was the last call for tonight. As I was saying, we had been publishing a newsletter called Pro Wrestling Spotlight, and we are going to resume publication at the end of April. So any of you who have subscribed previously to that newsletter, we did cease publication in August, but we'll be returning. And anyone who had paid for a subscription, you will be getting the full amount.
That's all?
I guess they were kind of cut me off for...
Go another hour.
Yeah, you want to pay for the other hour? I'd be more than happy to be here.
I can't afford to.
I tell you what we're going to do. Paulie, I want to thank you very much for, it's been a real rough week wrestling-wise for everybody. You have some things that you want to get off your chest, and we're going to invite you back to do that. We're going to be here each and every week. We're so happy to be back broadcasting on WEVD, and we will return same time, same station. No, we got to go because they charge you about $600 a minute around here.
Pay for it.
Yeah.
You got a sponsor.
We'll get some more sponsors,
even,
and hopefully we can increase
company?
The time. Hobro Paints.
Hobro Paints. They'll pay for it. Go ahead.
Has that cart requeued yet? Okay, so we're going to say goodnight for now, and we'll talk more wrestling with you next week right here.
With me?
Maybe not necessarily with you, but with the listeners and other guests for next week. Paul, thanks for coming on tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We're happy to be back, and we'll talk more wrestling with you next week. I want to thank Bruce Jacobs and Tom, our engineer. We'll talk more wrestling next week with you on the Pro Wrestling Spotlight.
That's all for this week, wrestling fans. Join us next week for another edition of Pro Wrestling Spotlight, sponsored by Hulbro Paint Industries of Brooklyn. Tune in next week for the latest pro wrestling news right here on WEVD, New York's Greater 1050.
Opinions expressed by callers and guests of the preceding program do not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of the producers, sponsors, and host of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, nor the staff and management of WEVD. The preceding show has been a paid program with broadcast time purchased from WEVD AM.